Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now a guy here to tell you about a phrase that personally, frightens me. Nelson is out, or not as bad as Nelson is indicted or Nelson is sentenced. But anyway, Steve.
Hey, Steven!
It is a black armband day, I think, for Packer fans. It is the end of the Jordy Nelson era in Green Bay, unless a miracle happens and he comes back for less money, but he's got a visit to Oakland scheduled, and I think he's going to probably move on. It's a tough one, man. That is a tough one. A humble kid out of K-State who overachieved and became one of the sweetest hookups.
Why do you say he overachieved?
For Aaron Rodgers.
He had great hands. He had great speed.
He's white.
Oh, that? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, well, where was he drafted?
He was drafted in the second round, 36th overall.
Okay.
When he came out of college.
Didn't overachieve.
When he came out of college, I remember listening on draft day to the radio, and I heard his coach at Kansas talking about this Jordy Nelson kid. He said, you're really going to love this guy. He's going to fit in great up there. He's a good kid.
Right.
He's so coachable. You're going to love him. He's got great hands. Like I said, great hands, great speed, all that, blah, blah, blah. And I remember sitting for 2 years and waiting for this guy to get started.
Like, when is this going to happen?
And about the time I started to think, when is this kid going to break out? When is it going to be his time? He did.
Boom. Yeah.
And he was there, and it was like, wow, this guy really is good. And I think that was the year they won the Super Bowl. Maybe it was the next year. I don't remember. But he was unstoppable. If he got the ball or he got a step on you, he was gone. Nobody's going to run him down. He didn't get caught from behind.
Right.
But those days were over.
White Lightning is what Aaron Rodgers called him in his Instagram post, saying how much he will miss Jordy Nelson. And yeah, you're right. He wasn't an overachiever, but it's great to see humble head down guys achieve great things.
I would say it was nice to see a guy live up to his potential. He was billed as a really good receiver, and he was a really good receiver.
And the hell of it is, in this league, when Jordy Nelson outperforms his contract, which he did in probably 2013 and 2015 before the knee injury, the Packers didn't go, whoa, we owe you more money for last year. My God, that was fantastic. Don't go anywhere. Sit down, Jordy. Hold on. Give me line 2. Yeah, I need a check from accounting, please. Yeah, bring it down. Yeah.
Made out to whom?
Let's see here. Jordy Nelson, let's see. You performed like easily another $1.5 million off of what we were paying you. So $1,500,000 and XX100. There you go, Jordy. Great season, bud. We'll see you in August, okay? They don't do that. The minute they say, yeah, he's getting a little expensive. Jordy, we need to,
We have sort of a problem here.
See, we need to go buy some other guys, and, see, you're not quite as good as you were anymore.
He may have been the victim of a double whammy, too. He was getting older, and Aaron Rodgers was hurt last year.
Oh, yeah. Triple whammy. He had a couple of injuries. He had that rib injury.
That's true. They played through.
Yeah.
Never doubted his toughness or anything like that.
Do they give you a bonus for playing through injuries?
You got that available? No.
We have sort of a problem here. Yeah,
we're not going to pay extra for that.
Yeah. They don't go, oh, well, you played through an injury. That was amazing. Here's another $50,000 just because we like that kind of grit, that kind of toughness. Congratulations. Now, it's a cold, hard business, this league.
10 years. We sat here this morning, we went, that was 10 years ago that we got Jordy?
Yeah.
And Brian said, sports makes you lose track of all time.
Makes it go by quicker than anything else.
You think so?
Yeah, because a year isn't a year. A year is a season, and those are never a 365-day thing. You click through one, and then there's two, and before you know it, a guy isn't a rookie anymore. He's been around for five years.
And you go, what? Right.
Well, if that's the case, I'm not a sports fan anymore. I'm going to quit because, to me,
it's not a bad idea. Because
time and the years are already going by way too fast. And being in the middle of my midlife crisis, I need anything to try to slow life down.
So what are you going
to
do, buy a Corvette?
I know a guy.
That's a midlife crisis right there. Corvette.
I know a guy who has one or who has had one. He can tell me all they need to know about Corvettes. Will I buy a Corvette? No, I don't think so.
Nah. Now that we've covered, you know, Jordy's accomplishments, and were spectacular. Watching him was so much fun on Sunday.
Watching him work DBs with these precise routes and these shoulder shakes and the stop-and-go routes. I was watching on Twitter and YouTube some cut-ups of Jordy Nelson's best, and I was just like, damn, that is a guy going to work at wide receiver. And the catch against the Giants in the Meadowlands on the sideline where he twists and turns.
That one was on Sports Science that week, remember?
Exactly.
Whenever
Frinkus has to do a Sports Science on how was that even possible, you know it was a great catch.
Yeah. And that one was like the next day that was on Sports Science, and they went through all the, the torque, the velocity, the energy, the Newtons.
Yeah.
All of that, what had to happen to catch that ball. It's kind of like you always talking about what the human brain goes through to just catch a pass or quarterback throwing it down the field.
Sure. Now, Brian, did you get a Nelson 87 jersey?
Not me, but I bought them a couple.
You bought a couple for who?
For the other Nelson I know.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah.
You don't have one?
No.
Oh, you should get one.
No.
They're gonna be tough to get.
Once
he's not on the team, they don't make him anymore. You won't be able to get a Packer Nelson 87 anymore.
Yeah, that's
Brian,
okay.
The next Nelson that they draft could be 50 years from now. Come on now.
You know, I tried to get a Nick Nelson Badger jersey.
Right.
But I couldn't.
Because they don't allow that.
No. You could put any other name on an 11 or a Nelson on any other number.
But you couldn't get that combination because he played at Madison.
Hold on, because he's a real guy.
Yeah.
Hold on, watch this. Watch this. You see this one finger I'm holding up here?
One.
Of course, you don't see it, but I'm just, go along with me on this. One little finger here. You ready?
Yeah.
I need a logo shop to print up Mr. Brian Nelson, a Nick Nelson Badger jersey. And done. See that? One finger. One finger. I'm going to have that jersey for you because that's your listeners. I know that people on Spring Bend had customized T-shirts with their names on the back.
Yeah, they did. They took the Bender shirts and got them customized.
Yeah. So we will find a secondary market shop that'll put that Nelson on the back of that Badger jersey. And we'll get you one of those, and we'll get you a 87 Nelson, and we'll pray there's another Nelson drafted by the Packers in the next 50 years. How about that?
We always get Browns.
Just hope he doesn't go to the Bears.
We're awash in Browns and Williams and Smiths.
Sure, they're all over the place.
Joneses.
So where does Jordy have visits scheduled for?
Well, I heard Raiders, and of course, the Patriots are the absolute lock, given that they lost one of their white wide receivers, Danny Amendola, to the Dolphins. You got to replace white with white, right? Just kidding. The Patriots could be an awesome spot for Jordy Nelson. And to think that he might go from Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady.
Wow.
That is living a charmed life.
But he's not going to make $9.25 million, which he was scheduled to make this year. His cap number was 12.5. And I said, and I'll wait for my apology here a couple of weeks ago, there's no way he's coming back.
Here we go.
There's no way they're bringing him back for that amount of money.
Ooh,
and
here we go.
And you told me I was crazy.
Really?
You're going to let him go. Yeah, for that money, I said they'll let him go. They're not going to pay him that much money.
Huh.
And you said, okay, we'll see. And there it was yesterday.
Okay. I don't think I called you crazy. I think I was aware of the possibility of that happening. Maybe I was just giving you a little bit of pushback.
Well, whatever.
Not saying you were crazy.
It hurt. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Sorry. Well, you're right, Bob. Steve, you were right.
I'm going to say this. A kind word from time to time. Just, a kind word.
Really?
Listen to him like that. Really?
Really?
Really, honey? Why? You know how I feel about you. What's it going to matter at this point?
But I wasn't shocked when I heard it yesterday. I thought, he's not a $9 million receiver anymore. Now,
You know who is a $10 million receiver? Apparently, Ryan Grant. And you're like, what?
What?
I have no idea who that is.
I said Ryan Grant.
What the hell did you just say?
I said Ryan Grant.
I've already forgotten his name.
Ryan Grant was signed by the Baltimore Ravens off of my team, the Redskins, for something like $30 million total contract and a guarantee of like 11.
How old is he?
27.
Okay.
A little younger than Jordy.
He's never had a 100-yard game.
What?
Uh-huh.
Jordy Nelson has to be going, well, I'm looking at probably even more than that then. I've had a lot of 100-yard games.
Yeah. I'd like 13 million.
Right. Right. So if you're Jordy, you got to feel a little fearless going into the free market, right?
Well, we'll see, though. The Ryan Grant deal, it's a four-year deal. He's in the prime of his career. He had his best season this past season with us. But, you know, a $10 million bonus, 14.5 guaranteed, 29 mil total. 84 catches, 985 yards, 6 touchdowns. That's for his career. That's not last year. 84 for 985 and 6 touchdowns is an okay season in today's NFL for a wide receiver. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's had that over 4 years.
You must have a hell of an agent. I don't know what he told him.
Well, this is what happens when the wide receiver market this year starts thin and quickly gets depleted. The Redskins had to give $20 million in guarantees to this guy Richardson. Wanting to say Tony Richardson or Sugar Ray Richardson or Muhammad Wilkerson, which we'll talk about in a second.
Got him yesterday, too.
But the Redskins had to overpay for the Seahawks speedster, who also does not have the resume or the stats to back up that kind of money. So, yeah, that's what happens when things – like, free agency begins today at 4 o'clock, and when it does, there may not be much left of free agency.
Why is it so late in the day?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I think that the NFL has to go get some dry cleaning, and they've got to go to the bank. Got a lot of things they got
to
do.
Really, what do they have to do?
This is sit there at the fax machine waiting for deals to come rolling
in. It should be like 9 a.m.
You want like every team to, you know, have the team meetings and go through it the day.
Well, what did you do yesterday? Why couldn't they do that yesterday?
I don't know.
What were they doing yesterday?
Or just start early tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
Paul Richardson Jr. It's killing me. I was like, God dang this. I've got mental block on Richardson. All I can think of is Richardson, the idiot from Deadwood. Remember him, Bob?
Yeah.
With the deer antlers, he would point up at the sky.
Well, he was dancing once, too, and seemed happy for the one and only time. Remember they were at that party?
Oh, yeah,
And the hotel manager, who was that? Beat him?
That's right. Beat him senseless. E.B. Farnham. Yeah. E.B. Farnham would beat Richardson because he was lower on the totem pole. Everyone had pecking order. And Farnham got beat up by Bullock when he looked at him sideways. Just went up the food chain.
It's a chain of abuse.
So, yeah. So after the Ryan Grant signing, I had my friend Jay, producer up in Baltimore for a sports radio show there, call me and say, can you come on for 5 minutes to talk about this? And I said, sure. And the host up there, Brett Hollander, said, so what am I missing here? Who is this guy? He's like, we're only 90 minutes to the north, but I've never heard of him. And I said, don't feel bad. He's been pretty anonymous, this Ryan Grant. And he goes, well, how is he? And I go, you know what? He's a good fourth receiver. And he And I said, all right. I said, he's really not a fourth. He's a third. He's a solid I can't even make him a two. I can't. I won't, Jerry. But this is the way the market is. Guys are scrambling. Teams are scrambling to try to get whatever is left over.
Well, if it's already picked over, let's go over the Packer receiving corps. They just let Jordy go.
Yep.
Davante Adams is clearly their number one now. Randall Cobb is a good possession guy, right? Yep. I mean, he's a nice blanket for Aaron. Now you go to Geronimo Allison.
Yep.
He drops a lot of passes.
I think they're counting on him to finally make that jump
this year. All right. Mm-hmm. There's Jeff Janis, who they just can't really figure out what to do with. This guy's a good special teams player.
If everybody's
hurt, they let him play wide receiver.
Janis is confounding because he flashed a couple years ago, especially with the Hail Mary. And you're like, damn it, let's go now.
Right.
And it's been stuck in neutral.
Okay, so there's your receivers. And let's back up. You figured Devontae Adams is one more concussion away from being out of the league? Two last year.
Yeah, I can't think that way. They'll lie about concussions going forward. It's like the sixth foul in the NBA, Bob. They're never going to give him that last concussion. Who was the last guy that had to retire due to a concussion in the NFL?
Oh, boy.
Troy Aikman? When LeVar Arrington wiped him out in Dallas?
Brian, come on, jump in here. Who was it?
Got me.
Yeah, I don't know who it was because of
Sam Shields. That wasn't a concussion thing, was it?
He's still. He just got picked up. He's going to the Rams.
He was gone for a while.
Yeah.
Hey, don't.
Packers also have Jake Kumerow.
Who?
Yeah, I know. Played 1 year with Cincinnati.
Okay. All right.
Went to school at Whitewater.
All right.
They signed him in January.
Oh, don't forget, you've got Robert Tonyan Jr. as well. And you got Colby Pearson, and you got Michael Clark, and you got D'Angelo Yancey, and you got a converted corner in Herb Waters, who's listed right now on your depth chart as a wide receiver. So, yeah, it's Adams, Cobb, Janus, Allison, and now Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham, right. But he's a tight end.
He's basically a wide receiver.
Right, I understand.
Remember when he petitioned to be labeled a wide receiver?
Yeah, because it meant more money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
You got plenty for 12 to make a ham sandwich out of this year as long as he's healthy and most of those guys are healthy. You need a running game and you need a damn defense.
Well, we found a running game last year. We had two young backs who were carrying the ball because Montgomery became like an afterthought.
Where'd you rank rushing?
Last year, under Hundley or under Rodgers?
Hard to tell, right?
Yeah, right.
It's hard to tell because last year it's like taking an incomplete.
But we had found a running game under Rodgers. We were running the ball a lot.
Okay.
And then he got hurt, and it was kind of like, well, nothing works anymore because they're just going to make him pass. Go ahead, pass.
I do like Aaron Jones. Maybe it's just me. I'm still not sold on the Ty Montgomery experiment. Are you?
Well, no. But I feel better about Jones and Williams than I do about China food.
Oh, Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy. Yeah.
All right. Do you China feel better about
Montgomery? I don't know. Is he going to be a receiver again, or are they keeping him a running back, or what are they doing?
All right. Do you feel
He's
better
a running back?
Do you feel better? Who do you feel better about as running back? Ty Montgomery or Sam Congato?
Oh my God! You're really going back.
Who's actually
Sam
a doctor
Congato.
Now? Who is really? A practicing doctor
good,
now?
Good
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, but I saw a Gatto jersey at a Packer game last year. I was like, that is an awesome jersey. Gatto, nice.
Have been a family member.
Last year, Ty Montgomery, 71 carries, 273 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3.8 average.
3.8, really?
Yeah. His rushing totals the year before were much better because I think they were using him in more special situations. He averaged 5.9 a carry in 2016.
Wow.
But I think he was hurt last year, wasn't he? Didn't he get banged up? I don't remember.
Yeah, he only played 8 games.
Yeah.
Started 5, played 8.
So.
But the 3.8 is, you know, it is what it is. It's okay. So, and then you got Muhammad Wilkerson, who was considered one of the prime defensive big nasties on the available market. You got him on a 1-year deal. Because apparently he said he always wanted to play in Green Bay.
Well, here we go. A guy who wants to, that's what you like, Brian. You like guys who want to be in Green Bay.
I do.
If they're good.
Yes.
I don't want you up in Green
well,
Bay in your pad just because you want to be
through everybody. If they want to be here, great.
And it's a 1-year deal. So, yeah. Wilkerson has told people he desperately wanted to play for a winning organization. And that. You know, when he visited the Packers, that was it. We were in the running for Wilkerson. We wanted him bad.
He's fallen off the last few years.
Oh, yes, he has.
Well, he's fallen off since. Who's our D coordinator now?
Your D coordinator now?
Yeah, the old Browns coach. I can't even remember his name. The guy is so anonymous.
Oh, Mike Pettine?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Wilkerson started falling off after he signed a 5-year, $86 million deal himself in 2016. So careful when you pay this guy. He seems to start trimming his effort afterwards.
Well, he went from 12 sacks in 15 to 4 the next year and 3 after that. 4.5 and 3.5.
So, look, net-net is this is what you wanted, Packer fans. Ted Thompson is in a corner office with no phone and no windows and a stack of comic books being told, just make yourself useful. Just have fun over there. And you're in the free agency game now. Two big names, not even on day one, on day minus one of free agency. Happy? Pappy?
We'll see.
Really?
Jimmy Graham makes me a little nervous. He's got a few miles on him.
Brian? Happy?
No.
Pappy?
No.
Well, then, for God's sake.
God!
It's sports. Who's happy in sports?
But I've never
this
happy.
Is what you wanted. You're like, we got to get a GM who's willing to spend some damn money. I'm sick of
well,
Ted Thompson.
I got to tell you, it's a little tarnished by the Deshaun Kizer trade.
Well, you got to get over that.
Wait a minute. I'm the guy.
Sounds like we're fighting right now. What are we, married? Get over it, Bob.
Just think you're looking for an opportunity to yell is all.
What?
In sports.
No.
Yeah, there's no yelling never. In sports.
Facts I'm versus volume. Volume usually beats facts, Brian. Come on.
I am anxious with no moves. I am anxious with tons of moves. I'm just anxious as a sports fan.
Well, then you need some anti-anxiety medicine.
Well, there is none in sports. The only thing there is is winning.
That's the anti-anxiety.
And then that comes after the winning is done, and then right away you're anxious.
And you're anxious right away because now you've got to win another one. Yeah. Well, we won that one.
How long did you enjoy the last Super Bowl in 2010?
Zero. We had zero time to do that because right away there was all that crappy recall election stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so there was no celebrating about it. It was kind of lost in the wash.
Huh.
Something
totally unrelated to sports ruined the vibe, the glow.
Well, it took
Packers.
Over the headlines around here for sure.
Well, what would the headline be? 58 days later, Pack still champs.
Yeah.
Story, C3. Yeah.
There is that. There is that.
there is that.
Super Bowls do linger, Steve. It's not just.
Yeah, there's rallies and Packer days and, hey, meet so-and-so and all this and that. And you see some guy wearing a Packer jacket at the grocery store. So there's hey, buddy.
There's the Packer Big Gulp Cup at Quick Trip, that you get for a buck or something like that. It all
went away.
Yeah, but okay, so fine. The bottom line is that recall was a very important thing that accomplished something very meaningful and lasting on the Wisconsin landscape.
No, it didn't.
You
it
sure?
It was the opposite of that. It was
exercising
stupid futility.
Well, it didn't cost any money, so at least
no, it sure
that.
Cost
what?
Money. Of course it did.
Really?
Shut up now.
Now look who's yelling.
Yeah, I apologize.
You see what I'm doing? Brian, you see what I'm doing? I'm purposely stepping on rakes.
Yes, I know you are.